This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Votes for former President Donald Trump will be counted in tomorrow's presidential primary. The U.S. Supreme Court's decision this morning reverses a Colorado court ruling that found Trump ineligible to hold office again. CPR's Ben Tuberkland.
The court also concluded that states have this authority to disqualify people holding or attempting to hold state office, but have no power under the Constitution to enforce this section with federal offices, especially the presidency.
Around 500,000 Coloradans have already returned their ballots for the state's Republican presidential primary. The NAACP of Aurora is calling for an independent audit of the Aurora Police Department's intelligence unit. This comes after revelations the department sent an undercover officer to the courthouse in the first police trial on Elijah McClain's death. Omar Montgomery is the head of the NAACP for Aurora.
We got to have community trust in our public safety organizations, as well as our court. We got to have community trust in both. And we can't have anyone influencing the outcome of a trial in that way.
That intelligence officer shared information that ultimately got a juror of color kicked off the panel ahead of opening statements. APD then pulled intelligence officers out of the courthouse at the request of State Attorney General Phil Weiser. Several Colorado colleges have extended the deadline to students to confirm their enrollment. It's been moved to June. The extension is due to glitches after the federal government switched to a new financial aid form. In Grand Junction, showers will end tonight with mostly cloudy skies tomorrow. This is CPR News.